Scott, it of course has been a very rough week and now year for investors. We had gone almost four full years without a full 10% correction on the S&P 500. Well, now we're there. Magnifying that is a Dow Jones, that peaked out at 18,300 and has dropped almost 2,500 points. That sounds dramatic, but in percentage terms, it's 13 to 14% for the Dow and about 11% for the S&P 500. That level of correction or downdraft, to really call it, it's undoubtedly painful for most people, but it's very common historically. 25 times in the last 50 years, that's once every other year on average, and we've inevitably recovered from that, and we've recovered every time. Now, we could certainly have another 5 or even 10% or more to go in this correction from here. But the good news is that because the U.S. economy is on much more solid ground than China, which is where economic fears are really stemming from, and the emerging markets, there will be a point when buyers come rushing back to our markets in the United States and start buying again.